You're with SBS Radio.
President Joe Biden hosted leaders of an Indo-Pacific alliance known as the Quad at the White House on Friday as he wrapped up a difficult week of diplomacy in which he faced criticism from both allies and adversaries. The meeting with leaders from India, Japan, and Australia gave Mr. Biden a chance to put the spotlight on a chief foreign policy goal: greater attention to the Pacific in light of what the United States sees as China's coercive economic practices and unsettling military maneuvering in the region. Prior to the Quad meeting, Prime Minister Scott Morrison told SBS News in an exclusive interview that Australians and Australia should be able to live in safety and security in the region, and hence the importance of this alliance.
We live in a part of the world that is changing dramatically. It is the focus of world attention, what's happening, what we call the Indo-Pacific, that arc that goes all the way up from Korea and down through Japan, of course taking in China, Indonesia, the Pacific Islands, Australia, right round through to India. And this is a part of the world that is just changing how everything is happening all right around the world. And its future is going to determine all of our futures. And so making sure that Australia and Australians can live safe and secure in a rapidly changing environment is incredibly important. It's the most important responsibility a prime minister has.
President Biden spoke as he opened the summit, stating that concrete commitments made 6 months ago between the Quad nations are making excellent progress.
This grouping of democratic partners who share a worldview and have a common vision for the future, coming together to take on key challenges of our age, from COVID to climate to emerging technologies. It embodies an approach I spoke of at the UN earlier this week. When we met 6 months ago, we made concrete commitments to advance our shared and positive agenda for a free and open Indo-Pacific. Today, I'm proud to say that we're making excellent progress.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who met with Mr. Biden shortly before the summit in the Oval Office, said the Quad will play the role of a force for global good.
Today, when the world is grappling with the COVID-19 pandemic, we are meeting once again as Quad and working in the interest of humanity. The Quad vaccine initiative will greatly help countries in the Indo-Pacific region. Based on shared democratic values, Quad has decided to move forward with positive thinking and a positive approach. It gives me great pleasure to discuss with my friends wide-ranging topics from supply chains to global security, from climate action to COVID response to cooperation in the field of technology. Our Quad, in a sense, will play the role of a force for global good.
The four Quad leaders are expected to announce a coronavirus vaccine initiative, plans to bolster semiconductor supply chains, and a program to bring graduate students in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics fields to U.S. universities. They also spoke about security in the Indo-Pacific region, particularly as China continued making shows of force in the region concerning Taiwan. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he wishes the Indo-Pacific region to be free of coercion.
So we stand here together in the Indo-Pacific region, a region that we wish to be always free from coercion, where the sovereign rights of all nations are respected, and where disputes are settled peacefully in accordance with international law. We come together in collective strength, with mutual respect, transparently, and importantly, as one.
The Japanese and Indian governments welcomed an announcement that the U.S. would equip Australia with nuclear-powered submarines. Mr. Modi brought up Afghanistan during the meeting to raise objections to the Taliban's effort to get recognition at the United Nations. The Indian government also has concerns about the influence it believes Pakistan's intelligence service exerted in how factions of the Taliban divvied up government offices in Kabul. Mr. Morrison said that the grouping of the four major democracies was a positive initiative that aimed to lift the well-being of the people of the Indo-Pacific.
Well, what we talked about today is how we achieve a free and open Indo-Pacific. And the way you do that is that countries like Australia and India and the United States and Japan, well, we stand up for the values that we believe in. And we resist any suggestion or any pressure that would come on any of us to be anything different to what we are. And we want that opportunity for all countries in the Indo-Pacific. Whoever they are, they value their sovereignty, they value their independence, and that should be a shared project by all countries in the Indo-Pacific.
Meanwhile, China has criticized the group as doomed to fail. The meeting came just over a week after the United States, Britain, and Australia announced an AUKUS security pact under which Australia will be provided with nuclear-powered submarines, a move that has been roundly denounced by Beijing. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said that the Quad is now fully established, adding that the group of four frankly discussed issues ranging from the coronavirus pandemic, climate change, new technology, and other issues affecting the Indo-Pacific region, and agreed to hold summits annually.
The four leaders frankly discussed issues ranging from the coronavirus pandemic, climate change, new technology, and other regional issues affecting the Indo-Pacific region. The four nations are carrying out vaccine policies at an incomparable scale, and we also agreed to further promote cooperation in areas such as infrastructure, space, clean energy, and people exchanges. The effort of Japan, US, Australia, India that Japan has promoted is now fully established. It was a very meaningful meeting for the four countries and our cooperation in order to achieve the free and open Indo-Pacific.
Known as the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, representatives for the four member nations have met periodically since its establishment in 2007. That followed the nations providing relief to Indonesia following the 2004 tsunami there. Vice President Kamala Harris met with two of the three members of the Indo-Pacific Alliance after the meeting.
Today is an important day. You've had a meeting with the president in the context of the Quad, where we are renewing as nations the partnership that we have based on mutual interest and shared challenges, but also through the lens of the opportunities that are presented by those challenges to meet the needs of our people and to continue with our alliances and friendships around the world. And today we have discussed, will discuss, and will continue to discuss our partnership on many of those challenges.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.